Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sports the Max is on the air. Monday, March 1st, 2021. There are so many behind the scenes people that you work with in this business, in radio and television. And we become the faces for, the voices for all those things, synonymous with, I get that. But it's almost like you have two different families. There's the audience that you're trying to garner, to nourish, to connect with, and that's very, very important. Then there's another family, and that family is the one that lives inside a building or inside whatever, wherever it is that you work. And it's independent of, and it's no different than any other office. You have different people that have different duties, and you work together to try to get it done. Our product's a little bit different because it's on the air and it's broadcast and all those things, but you're really just trying to get it done. And it requires a lot of really good people that know how to navigate it and know how to they know how to get things done before we even know that they need to get done, especially those of us that are on the air, because we tend to be a little absent-minded about some things. And we lost Dan Colhane, one of our greats, production. He ran our production part of it. He voiced commercials as well, and he's been in this market for a long time. And so, I haven't seen Dan in, you know, a year. It's coming up on a year since COVID hit, so I haven't seen him. I've communicated. I was working with him just last week on something. We're emailing back and forth. He makes sure the commercial spots get done right, sound good, and get put in the right place. And we were adding a jingle to something, and there were three of us, and we're emailing back and forth, and it was you know, just part of the process. But Dan had been ill for a while, but this was an unexpected death, and he was just a good guy, and you'd go in, and I'd cut commercials with him from time to time, whatever it was that I had to do. We all eventually work with Dan, right? And he was a hockey referee. And we just love to sit. We get done doing the commercials, and I'm not the only. This isn't unique to me. This is probably most of the people that worked with him at CCO, and then we'd sit and talk about. For me, I talk about hockey. You know, what are you seeing out there? What are the parents like that you work with? You know, are the coaches tough on you? All those things, because he worked year round, and we'd sit and talk about it and visit about it, and through that we developed a great relationship, and he was able to. Help me out when I was running behind on something or I hadn't gotten something done quite right and I needed to have it fixed. He was able to help me with those kinds of things. You know, you have guys like that, right, in your life that they just know, they know what needs to be done and how to get it done, and he was that. But he was really a good colleague, man. I just, I stayed in touch with him for the last year about his cancer, and none of us saw this coming. And our thoughts and prayers go out to Nancy, his wife, and his children, grandchildren, and everybody else.